Hello, everyone, and welcome to a sort of Halloween-ish bonus episode. Oh my god, I can't talk. This is bad. And today I'm going to talk about something that not many people know. Well, now the whole world's going to know, but it's okay. It's nothing bad. It's just kind of spooky. People always ask me, or tell me, not ask, sometimes, that I need to have other interests besides BDSM and kink. And I do. There's one that nobody knows about until now. And that is ghosts. I like ghosts. Ghosts like me, most of the time. I have had way too many experiences not to believe in ghosts. The most prominent one is when I was, I don't even know how old I was. I was, I think, 9, maybe 10. And my mom was a chicken. And she didn't like to sleep by herself. And my cousin was staying over, so my sister and my cousin slept in her room. And I slept with my mom. We're laying there. Nobody's moving. Trying to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, we felt this shake on the bed like a cat walking across the bed. I have 3 cats. I know what a cat feels like when it walks across the bed. We didn't have cats at the time. So I woke up and I was like, what the heck was that? And my mom was like, did you feel that? And I said, yes. And I kind of imitated that movement. And yeah, it was really fucking freaky. And that house was, oh god, that house was something else. There was some shit that went on that was just not it. Okay, it was just bad. So I've had other experiences. In 2014, was it 2014? Yeah, it was 2014, I think. Pretty sure. Yeah. This was my favorite place. I went to the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. Not because I'm fucking insane, although I always tease that that's where I need to be. If you don't know what that is, it is a building in West Virginia, which is where I live. And it is one of the, I think it's one of the oldest buildings, or possibly the oldest. And it is the largest building, one of the largest buildings in the world, next to the Gremlin or whatever that building's called, and it housed mentally insane people, obviously. But oh, that place is creepy. I went there because my favorite paranormal investigative team, also known as the Ghost Adventures Crew. Hi, Zach, Nick, Aaron, Billy, Jay, everybody. Hi. You guys probably don't listen to this, but hi anyway. That would be super fucking weird if they did. I would. Okay. We're not even going to think about that. All right, moving on. So I went there in 2014. Some crazy stuff happened. It was a historical tour. It was not a paranormal tour, which I'm very sad about because I wanted to do a paranormal investigation there. But anyway, one of the guys who led the tour was a paranormal investigator, which was freaking cool. So naturally, it's in his blood to kind of investigate. And so he took a pencil and like, I don't remember exactly what happened, but there was something to do with a pencil. And then he whistled And a ghost whistled back. Oh, man. If we were allowed to record in there, I totally would have. But we weren't. We were only allowed to take pictures, which sadly I don't have. Because I don't have access to that Apple ID anymore. And it's so sad. I want to cry. But it was a good day. It was kind of scary in a way. It was like 2 days before Halloween, y'all. It was insane. Ugh. And so it was cool. It was kind of real. It was freaking, to me, it was legendary to stand where famous paranormal investigator people stood. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, yeah, I was kind of having a fangirl moment. I can't deny it. And of course, me being the person that I am, I asked the people doing the tour, hey, do you know who Zach, Nick, Aaron, blah, blah, blah is? And they were like, yeah, they're nice people, which I'm sure they are nice people. They seem nice. Anyway, I mean, yeah. And I love them. They're great. They're awesome people. Yay. But then, like, we went into the medical center. This was kind of freaky. We went into the medical center. I know if I ever go back there again, which I really want to so bad, y'all just don't even understand. If I ever go back, I don't want to go to the medical center. That is the creepiest part of the building to me, because it's just, oh God, it's so creepy. They did ice pick lobotomies in there. And if you don't know what that is, because I didn't know what that was, it's basically when you take an ice pick, which I don't want that in my eye. Anyway, you stick it in the, I believe it's the left eye, I think. I'm pretty sure. And then you take a hammer and you, oh God, this is really creepy. You bang the hammer on the ice pick, which the more you bang on it, the harder it will go into the orbital socket or whatever the fuck that thing is. And it screws up a part of your brain that controls your, like, impulses and stuff. I think it's like, I don't know. I don't know anything about brains. But anyway, I just know they work. So, yikes. I saw an ice pick and I saw the hammer they used. And I was like freaking out because that's just, no, it's freaky. You don't do that kind of stuff. Thank God they don't do that anymore. Or at least not. I don't think they do it anymore. The youngest person to ever have an ice pick lobotomy done was 5. Dude, what? You just robbed a poor little child of their childhood because they're rambunctious and you want them to have an ice pick lobotomy? Is that it? Like, it's creepy. Like, I understand, like, mental health was not understood really back in those days. Like, lots of people were sent to the asylum because they had ADHD, or what we now know to be ADHD, or because they had I don't know, whatever, pick a thing. And, or because in certain times you could pay the asylum, or the asylum, you could, I think it was like you could pay the asylum like $50 and they would take your child just because, for the hell of taking your child, like, for no reason, just because. Like, oh, mental health is some crazy, like, stuff back in those days. So then we're standing there, and the paranormal investigator, being the paranormal investigator that he is, shout out to him, I can't remember his name. He took the hammer. I think this might have actually been the part with the pencil. I think he actually used a pencil. I don't think he actually used the hammer. I don't know. I can't remember. I do know there was a pencil involved at some point. But he took the ice pick and something and banged them both together, and that provoked the spirits, and one of them attacked me. It wasn't a very long attack. It made my head hurt for like a second, and then I was fine. But oh god, it was not exactly the most pleasant sensation. Thank you very much. And it was like right in my eye. It was not the right side. It was the right eye, not the left eye. But it was still an eye. And it was no coincidence that he was banging that ice pick on something and provoking the spirits and that had happened. Sorry, don't believe in coincidences. Say what you want. So then we left. And that was the end of the tour. And that was some freaky, deaky shit. Okay? No, I don't want to go back to that part of the building anymore. Thank you very much. But it is really cool to learn how all that stuff happened. It was not cool to have that experience because that hurt. It only lasted a second, but it hurt. It made an impression, literally. But yeah, the paranormal is very fascinating. Because ghosts are everywhere, and I have been known to pick up on things like that. I don't say anything. But your body picks up on things. You might not realize that it does, but it does. And people are probably going to think I'm freaking insane after they hear this episode, and that's okay. It's okay. I don't expect everyone to believe me. But I'm just telling you all my experiences. I've also had ghosts touch my shoulder. Nobody was touching my shoulder, y'all. Because I was at school, and the school was supposed to be haunted, and I have validation that it actually was. And we're all sitting on the bench outside. Ignore that. That it's cats going berserk. We're all sitting on the bench outside. I'm sitting on the far left. And people are on the right side. It was just us. Everybody else was on the porch of the dorm in which I was staying. Everybody else was doing their own thing. We were doing our thing. And we're sitting there talking. And all of a sudden, I felt three taps on my shoulder. I put my hand to see who was there. Nobody was there. I would have heard somebody walk because I was very observant in those days. I would have heard somebody walk up to me. I would have heard somebody, giggle because nobody knew how to stop giggling over there. I would have heard something. So, ghosts have tapped me on the shoulder. My water in the bathroom at the dorm, because I went to a blind school, y'all, in case y'all wondered. The water in the dorm bathroom would turn on, and nobody turned it on because I didn't share a room with anyone. Because I can't share rooms with people. It doesn't work. And two, everybody was sleeping because you had to be asleep at a certain time. And three, I wasn't the only one who had the water turning on in the bathroom. And it was not just like a drizzle either. It was like, sometimes it was, but a lot of the times it was full-fledged water turning on. So, then there was another time. I mean, this could have been because with some blind people, they experience what is called phantom light. which is where you think you see a light, and you may actually see a light, but there's nothing there. There's nothing that could be making a light source. So I was sleeping, and I kept seeing this bright light. To this day, I still don't know what it was. And it was a bright light. It was like a flashlight light. It was bright, but there was nothing there that could have been making that light. I mean, I had a DVD player that was, like, charging, but the light on that was not that bright. And once it's done charging, the light goes off. So, I mean, it only took, like, an hour and a half to charge. So, explain that one, skeptics. Please explain it. So, yeah, that is probably not all. But most of the paranormal experiences I've had, and that's my big other interest outside of kink. So now everybody knows that, in fact, I do have other interests outside of kink. One other interest. So there, don't accuse me of not having another interest, people. Suck it. Anyway. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode or got something out of it, and maybe you think I'm insane and you won't listen to anything else I have to say. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. But I wanted y'all to know this because it's Halloween and I wanted to do something special for Halloween. So this is it. If you guys enjoyed this episode, a review to help other kinky people find me would be really, really awesome. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92. You can follow my Instagram at Luna the Kitten. You can join my special podcast Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, where there is actually anonymous posting, so you can post anonymously, and I won't even know who you are. Well, actually, I will know who you are, but nobody else will know who you are. And you can join my all-purpose kink Discord group chat server thingy, whatever it is, by either clicking somewhere on my Twitter and finding it, because I haven't pinned it to the top of my profile because I'm lazy, or by asking me for the link. Until next time, be safe, stay kinky, be a positive member of your BDSM community, whether that's online or in real life. Let's all be nice to each other, and Happy Halloween.